This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, one and all. This is Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, and also producer Brian Temple. And also today, we have state senatorial candidate John Roberts here live in studio.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me on. Excited to join today.
Oh, man, I love it when we have in-studio guests. That you can just talk so much better and interact a whole lot better, and we are certainly glad to have John here with us today. On this, it's still cold outside.
A little bit,
and it's going to get real cold on Saturday, but today I think it's almost in the 40s, and folks, this is an election year, and what you need to do is you need to think about who you're going to vote for, why you're going to vote for them. If they think like you, or even if they don't think like you, you need to know that also. And one of the things we want to do on this show for the next few weeks and probably up through May is we want to let people meet as many candidates as they can. And today you're going to have a real, John's going to be with us for most of the hour today, which is great. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
And before we get going, one of the things that, people just see a campaign thing, or they read something in 1819 News and they see a picture of you and your wife, and that's one thing. But what they really need to know is a little bit about you, and tell them the story.
Sure thing. Well, I figured if I just put a picture of my wife out there and my kids, I might could win this thing handily.
They won't have to just look at you, right?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, we have to get out there and run a campaign, and we're excited to do it. But background, I grew up over across the river in Hartselle, graduated from there and went to the University of Alabama for
Roll Tide.
Went for undergrad and master's and did a lot of politics work during that. Worked up on Capitol Hill, worked for Mayor Battle here in town, worked on a number of campaigns. Had members that served in the state legislature, and so I just grew up around politics, and you know, went up to D.C. and I just caught the bug, for better or worse, and could never quite get rid of it. And then started out here working for the Home Builders Association, doing government affairs, workforce development for them, and we may dig into that a little bit more so later in the show, because we have a common overlap there.
We do.
And then worked for the Chamber doing economic development, so business recruitment, retention. Got to work with some of the Mazda Toyota project, a lot of those Tier 1, Tier 2 suppliers. And then caught a wild hair back in 22 when there was an open congressional seat. Actually ran for U.S. Congress back in 22. And I'm here with you today and not in D.C., so obviously we weren't successful in that venture. But in that race, my campaign manager and I, we knocked on 24,000 doors across five counties. That taught me a lot about the pulse of this district, a lot of the concerns, the dreams and aspirations of North Alabama. And it didn't discourage me. It encouraged me to stay in that fight. And so that, again, we stayed engaged. And then since then, post-election, went to go work for a group called Freedom Real Estate and Capital. Is a real estate development group that's actually a sister company of Torch Technologies. And so we do full service real estate. So I do a lot of our developments and brokerage activities over there. And been involved with the GOP here locally at the executive committee, helped with Mayor Battle and some of his campaigns in the meantime again. And again, just stayed engaged. And when Senator Butler announced his retirement, we felt the good Lord calling us that this was our opportunity to jump back in. And so far, we're off to a great start.
Well, I think so, too, and hopefully this will help you a bit. So tell me, what did you do for Torch? I'm kind of curious about that.
So Freedom Real Estate, sister company, Torch Technologies. Yeah. Torch is an ESOP company, so that means it's employee-owned. And every year, there's a repurchase liability. That means if people retire or they move on, you buy out their shares. And so we've got about 2,000 employee owners. About 1,200 of those are here in Huntsville. And so Freedom was set up that if there was a run on the bank, per se, you had a lot of retirements in one year, you could go sell a building, You could, you know, maybe leverage a building, et cetera, to cover that. Luckily, that's never happened, but Bill Rourke started that. And if you know Bill Rourke, anything he usually touches exceeds the intention out the gate, just because he's just a mastermind at creating successful businesses that provide a lot for the community. And so we grew beyond that scope, and we do full service development, and we've got industrial projects that we're working on. We've got a lot of defense related companies. We do ground up development, you know, repurposing. And so I get to see a lot of the nuts and bolts of, you know, good economic policy, bad economic policy, why Huntsville and North Alabama has been so successful, and then working a lot of those key relationships, because it's a kind of a everybody all hands approach here in North Alabama, which has been phenomenal.
Well, you know, that's one of the themes that has been running through the show both last week and this week is growth in the Huntsville area.
Sure.
And we had I'm sure you know this name I'm about to call. We had the executive officer of the Home Builders Association of Alabama, Mr. Jason Reed.
Yeah, newly appointed.
Newly appointed. Been in the job about a week and a half when I had him on. And he talked about the growth in this area. And we had a lady from the real estate industry, the real estate association. And growth here is phenomenal. But one of the things that has to happen with growth, and I'd like your take on this, as you know, you have to have the infrastructure to support the growth. You cannot just, as I tell people, I don't know which Star Trek movie it was on, but it was the one where they threw the Genesis device on the planet and just whoom, it just took off. You can't throw a Genesis device out unless you have the infrastructure to support it. And I'm sure you know all about that and how to make that happen.
Yeah, so fortunately for me, my district sits right at the heart of Highway 72.
And wow.
So we know that this is going to be a priority for Senate District 2 and all of North Alabama. And looking at the infrastructure, you're right. We've had great growth, and that's tremendous. And we've done it in a great way. I even remember back when I was interning in Mayor Battle's office, he did the Restore Our Roads campaign that started out, and so it essentially added a 1 cent sales tax here in the city of Huntsville to go ahead and be proactive and trying to get ahead of some of that growth. And as you know, I mean, that's been wildly successful, but you can never stay ahead of it. And so we're making sure now the city has done a lot. They've started that fund. A lot of these matching dollars they've done with the state have been 50-50, where most cities across Alabama are at 80-20 or 90-10. And so we've put in our fair share up here in Huntsville. And so looking at it now, we're coming down to the state and saying, hey, we've put in our fair share. We've put in more than our fair share. It's time for us to get that cyclical cycle of those road dollars back to North Alabama. So right now, for every dollar that we're sending down to Montgomery, we're getting 33 cents back on the dollar. I represent the first fastest growing county in the state in Limestone and the third fastest in Madison County if I'm successful in this election. And so it's just asinine that you're not putting money back into the fastest growing and the most profitable part of your state. I'm a businessman, and if I want to make money, I'm going to put the money to work in the parts of the business that are going to get the greatest return. And that's right here in North Alabama. So we want to make sure, again, you're just one state senator. You can't go down there and wave a wand and just change that. But making sure that if it is Governor Tuberville, if he's successful in this race, that he understands the importance North Alabama has, and making sure that the ALDOT director is making sure that North Alabama is getting our fair share. So myself, hopefully my future colleagues as a conglomerate up here in North Alabama go down there and make sure we bring those tax dollars home.
Well, I couldn't agree more, but I do have to ask you, as Barney Fife would say, are you an Andy Griffin fan?
You know, I was raised right, and a lot of times sitting around at night with my parents, we'd be watching the Andy Griffith Show. We actually even had the board game at the house.
All right, well, hey, I'm going to postpone this question,
okay,
Brian. I think we can go ahead and take our first break, and we'll be back in just a bit with senatorial candidate John Roberts. Loving him here in studio. Back
in
a bit.
By the way, Bill, I have to give my nerd cred. You're referencing Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have to judge. It's the one where Spock dies.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials for you to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. We're all brought in with some patriotic music from John Philip Sousa. Reminds me of my days on the parade ground at West Point, where we were out there on a Saturday on a cold day like this, marching on a pass interview in front of nobody. But that's neither here nor there. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. That's me, Bill Crawford. Behind the glass is producer Brian Temple. And we're on Talk Radio WZZN, which you can listen to by the best way probably is go to the App Store to Talk Radio WZZN, upload the app and put it in your phone, put it in your pocket and take us with us wherever you go. Or you can Google up Talk Radio WZZN, go to our website and click Listen Live. But I am graciously joined in studio today with a senatorial candidate who is unopposed in the Republican Party, which doesn't mean anything right now, but it means you better pay attention to what he says, because he's a good man, Alabama grad, and we have John Roberts here with us today. John, how you doing?
Doing well, Bill. Glad this has been fun so far. Let's keep it going.
Well, let's keep it going. So one thing that I think people need to know, and we've got the map, we're looking at it, but we ain't on TV, is a lot of people don't really even know what district they're in when it comes time to voting. So, John, tell us what the boundaries are just in general of your district are.
Sure. So I'm running in Senate District 2, which basically starts at UAH to the west, encapsulates all of Cummings Research Park, and then we get all of City of Madison down to Town Madison, about as south as we go. And then we go up to Harvest, Monrovia area, so all the Sparkman High School, Middle School, and then we go over into Limestone County, all the way up to East Limestone High School. So from a geographic standpoint, we're in the smallest district in the state of Alabama. There's a lot of rooftops in the area, but from a political standpoint, we're in the tightest district in the state. President Trump won this district by 2.5 points back in 24, so we know that, obviously, you shared that I'm already the nominee for the Republican primary, since we're unopposed and moving to the general. But a lot of times in the state of Alabama, if you make it through the primary, basically you're in. And yeah, that is not the case here. We've got a race that we've got to run very hard all the way through November, so we can't be complacent. We're excited to get to work.
And that's one reason we're having you here today, because we want to get the story out. We want people to know who you are and what you stand for and how you can help this great state of ours. And so let's delve into that just a little bit more. So what you've already told us, you know, why you got the political bug. And it's one thing to get the bug to say, wow, I really kind of like this stuff. But it's yet another thing to toss the hat in the ring. You tossed it in one time. It didn't succeed. Now you've tossed it again. Why? Is that just in your blood? Do you have an urge to help the state of Alabama? Or do you just like politics?
Well, definitely both. But first and foremost, it is to serve. I do feel the calling from the good Lord to jump out there and serve this state. I think it's given myself and my family so many great opportunities. I think that Alabama is yet to truly realize its potential. And so when I look at it, I'm 34 years old. I've got a family. I've got two young boys, a three-year-old and a four-month-old at home. And so I start looking at through the lens of what kind of state we're going to leave them. And I feel like I've been given a lot of the tools and resources to go into the political arena and be successful. And I want Alabama to compete. I don't like when the rankings come out, from whether it's education rankings, health rankings, et cetera, that I've got to scroll all the way to the bottom, because I know our people are much better than what those that reflects. And I want us to go down there and focus on those issues that move the state forward. I saw an anecdote one time that was talked about the lion could go out and hunt field mice all day long. And sure, it'd be easy to eat them and capture them, but ultimately they're going to be in a caloric deficit because there's just not enough meat on the bones from the field mice to keep them fat and happy. But if they'd actually focus on those gazelle, it may be a harder hunt, may take a little bit more time, but they're going to feed themselves in the whole pride. And so when I look at the state of Alabama and what we're focusing on, I want to make sure we're going and hunting that gazelle. I want to see, it may be a longer horizon. It may be a tougher thing to go endure, but for the long term of this state, if we focus on the right things and you look at what's happening nationally, GDP, population growth, it's all moving southward. They see that, you know, having a great business economy climate, low taxes, low regulation, a lot of freedom. We're not trying to encroach on your freedom. That's where they want to be, and so we need to capitalize on that. So I want to make sure Alabama's positioned to do so.
Well, and you are absolutely right. And I would have to say, though, that in North Alabama, in particular in your district, the lion is feeding on a big fat gazelle up there. And one of the things I think that a leader such as yourself, and you mentioned this, is how does that translate to the rest of the state? And that's a difficult thing. And one of the things I wonder is, you know, what brings people to the state? What makes a business want to relocate here? I tend to think it's cost of living and education and obviously jobs. What would be your take on that?
100%. I've been fortunate to be in the room where those businesses are making those decisions based on the pitch that we're as a community are making. And when they come here, the three things that they're asking first and foremost is, A, what's the workforce look like? B, what's your education system look like? And C, what's the cost of living? You just hit on those. And if we can't answer in the affirmative on all those, then we're going to lose those opportunities. The decision is that it is so finite, just the things that make or break the decision for a business or a family to locate to a certain position. I mean, Mazda, Toyota, they went to over 100 different locations. Eli Lilly, I wasn't involved in that, obviously. I'm no longer at the chamber. But I heard they cast an extremely wide net and narrowed it down to Huntsville. And there's been a lot of times that, you know, in the past that people look at Alabama and they just say, I'm not moving to Alabama. And there's that mantra out there that we've got this history, which is true. I mean, we've got a dark past. There's no hiding from that. But the story out there is that is no longer who we are as a state. We've overcome that. We've got a great future ahead of us, and we got to get out there and tell that story. And those businesses are starting to notice that. So we got to make sure we get out there, market Alabama a little bit better. We make sure we understand why we've been successful here recently and double down on that and capitalize.
Oh, just a little anecdote about people wanting to maybe not come to Alabama. You know, my son, I told you, the West Point guy, and he just recently, a couple of years ago, he graduated from Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, which for an Army guy, it's a pretty big deal. And when he was looking through his assignment choices, one of the places was Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama. And he said, all his buddies out there said, Alabama, I ain't going there. He said, oh, yeah, I am. So you're absolutely right. We have to sell this state. And right now, I think a part of the state up here is selling itself. But one of the things I wonder about is affordable housing. You know, not everybody can afford to buy the median price home, which is $340,000. So how can you help that out so people can say, yeah, I'll come down here and work and I'll have a decent place to live for my family? Is there anything you can do as a senator to help people have affordable housing?
I mean, there's some things on the margins that do make a difference. I mean, obviously, keeping the regulatory burden low on the home building industry, as you and I share, we both have a pass in home building, and maybe we'll jump into that a little bit. But, you know, making sure there's not additional permitting that happens or costs time. Time is money in the building process. I see it on the commercial side as well that there's a regulation or a certain type of testing you have to do or a certain type of building code you have to adhere to that adds money. And so those dollars add up over time. So making sure that we don't add anything artificial on top of already what it is. But I'm big into just let's make sure we're building in volume. We're making sure we have diversity in housing options. You know, I think right now the stat I saw is the first time home buyer in this country now, the average age is 39. We can't continue on that. So making sure we're building at high rates, removing the regulatory burden from the state and the local primarily, but ultimately I think is just getting more people in the industry, you know, getting more labor participation. I think that will help because right now there's a finite amount of people that are in the industry. And a lot of times when they're competing for wages, they can hop around and obviously we want people to make a great living in the industry. And you certainly can, but I want plenty of people in the home building industry. That way there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of jobs out there they can go take advantage of.
Well, that is a good segue into something that I know is near and dear to your heart. It was to mine one time when I was in the housing industry down in Birmingham. I tried to sell the fact that we needed some way to train people to go into this industry. In fact, I wrote an article, Will We Build Our Homes on Computers? I didn't get any traction, but you have. Tell us about what you helped found and what's going on out there, because I think if you hadn't heard about this story, you need to.
Well, Bill, I think you walked so that I and others up here could run, potentially. And so I started, as I shared, my first job out of college was with the Home Builders Association. And we one of the things we would do is we'd constantly go into the schools trying to promote the trades and the career path that it could offer young people. And a lot of times they're just falling on deaf ears. And so we started trying to work with the school system. And there's a lot of red tape involved with setting up certain programs and then just having instructors that could go and teach the curriculum. And so we said, we're going to go do this on our own. And we started out something called the North Alabama Home Building Academy. It's a 6-week course, just an introductory course. It does blueprint training, construction math, you know, tool competency, expose you to different trades. You get your OSHA 10 training. And then at the end of that graduation, the 6-week period, they go in and get hired by members of the association. Up here alone in North Alabama, the Home Building Academy has graduated over 700 people since its inception. They just passed a bill in the state legislature last session for that program to go statewide. So Mobile just opened theirs up earlier at the beginning of this year. Gunnersville did it at the beginning of last year. So we're starting to see that model be successful across the state. And the biggest thing that we did there is we said, us as an industry, we're going to take ownership over this. We're going to pay the additional money it's going to take to do this. And now we're starting to see the education programs. Lowe's came in with a major grant. The National Association did as well. We're seeing that if you build it, they will come, like Field of Dreams, essentially. And so we're putting this opportunity for young people, old people, changing careers, that you can go do this for 6 weeks, get some of that base introductory, you know, instruction, and then the rest is on-the-job training. It's been wildly successful. I don't see where we can do that for other industries, not just home building.
Well, I think that's just absolutely fascinating. And there's sometimes a stigma associated in this country of ours that says you got to go to college, you got to go to college. And, you know, thousands of people are coming out of college with your basic political science or marketing degree, and they're dime a dozen. But you're teaching people skills that they can actually do something with. Sidebar, I had a friend of mine in Birmingham who was a plumber, and the name of his yacht in Destin was, guess what, I'm a plumber in.
And that's the thing. That's a real deal. I mean, right now I was listening to a podcast. I probably listened to too many podcasts, but a lot of it is surrounding the AI and the data infrastructure build out. And these master electricians are being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars starting.
Yeah,
coming out. And so it's like, if you don't want to go sit behind a desk all day, or you don't want to get in one of these jobs that's probably going to be automated away here in the next few years, go get a trade. There's a pathway to financial success for you and your family, and you can build a legacy doing so.
Well, that is something that the Mike Rowe Foundation has been preaching for years, to get into a trade. And that's something that I followed because I didn't really fit the mold of doing something like behind a desk, and that not an aversion to neckties. But there's you know, you can don't look at just college. Look at something. And Huntsville's made that investment.
Absolutely.
At Drake State and Calhoun College.
Yeah,
Calhoun Community College.
We've got tremendous assets up here that are whether it's manufacturing, healthcare, you know, the trades, that narrative has changed. I mean, we still got some narrative shift to go, mainly amongst the more educated parents. They don't want their kids to maybe go to a trade school because the trade school that they thought of is not what the reality of it is today. Today, it's not taking on a lot of debt. There's a clear pathway, a shorter time frame to doing that. And I just think that people like Mike Rowe have done a tremendous job and been doing it for well over a decade trying to get this narrative shifted. And now we're starting to see that change a little bit, which is exciting.
I regret that an 18-year-old version of me didn't think to become a welder. You know?
If I had any kind of skill set, maybe I could go do that. But, you know, I think politics, you know, I'm not skilled enough to become a welder or an electrician, so I'm stuck in the political world.
Everybody's good at something.
Well, hey, politics is a skill set, and it sounds to me like you're mighty good at it. So let's kind of one more thing about growth, and then we'll come back and talk other specific stuff about Huntsville. I know it doesn't seem like there's a no-growth attitude here. Would you agree with that, that people here – they welcome growth. They want it to happen. They're not really pushing back.
Absolutely. And Mayor Battle says all the time, if you're not growing, you're dying. And obviously that's the case up here. We're growing. And we're not shying away from that growth. I think we, as North Alabama, have a huge responsibility to the rest of the state. And we've been very blessed with great governance, great industry, and we've got assets such as Research Park or, you know, Redstone Arsenal, that we need to make sure that we're being responsible to the state and being good stewards of these assets we have and doubling down. If growth's not for you, I'm not saying don't come here. We'd love to have anybody that wants to be in Alabama be here in North Alabama, but the days of us slow rolling that growth are over, and we want to make sure we do it as smartly as we can and get in front of some of the growth pains that are happening, because we're at a level now, it's just not going to stop. So we got to make sure from a state standpoint, the Senate, we're doing everything to support that growth and mitigate the challenges that come with it.
And, hey, I couldn't agree more. And it sounds like you have got the breadth and depth and knowledge to help steer that ship in that right direction. So in a minute, John, we're going to come back. And I told you this, so you're fairly warned. I'm going to give you my wife says instead of the magic wand, I need to use my magic back scratcher. I have a lucky back scratcher, and when I point it at the TV when Alabama's on, good things happen. So that's true. So I'm going to pass you my invisible magic back scratcher when we get back, and I'm going to ask you to tell me what are 3 to 4 to 5 things that you think you can make a difference as a senator in the state of Alabama. So, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back. And also, if you got a telephone out there, we got one up here too, 256-382-0724. We'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title, because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
AL Cert number 21014.
As we flip the calendar to 2026, the holiday season may have left you a little short in the bank account, but Talon Heating and Air will not leave you out in the cold.
That's right. We're still offering free second opinions and service calls with repairs. In addition to that, we're offering up to $1,600 in TVA rebates.
Very easy to do. If you need that $1,600 rebate, all you got to do is
give us a call at 256-503-4490.
Talon Heating and Air, they're live, they're local, and you can find them online at
TalonHVAC.com.
Who doesn't need to save
$1,600?
Very easy to do. Again, Talent Heating and Air, the number and the web.
That's 256-503-4490 or TalentHVAC.com.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
What's better than 2 End Zone Sports Bars? 3 End Zone Sports Bars. And we have you covered with our original location on University across from Red Lobster in Jones Valley on Cecil Ashburn near Carl T. Jones, and our newest location in the Midtown District on McMurtry Drive opposite the Target Plaza. All locations feature the NFL Sunday Ticket, Tuesday half-price burgers, and Wednesday $1 jumbo wings all day long. You're never far from the End Zone. End Zone Sports Bar. Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the low and mid-40s, dropping into the mid and upper 20s as we head into the overnight. A mostly cloudy sky for your Friday. A couple of light isolated showers are going to be possible. Most of us probably going to end up staying dry. We're climbing into the lower 40s. Cold for your Saturday. We only climb into the low 20s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and also producer Brian Temple. Guess what? I'm Bill Crawford. I'm glad to be here with you. Give us a call if you're interested or if you happen to have a handful of change near a payphone. I don't even know if they exist anymore. 256-382-0724. And we are joined. We're joined here in studio today with senatorial candidate John Roberts. John, how you doing? You enjoying
great.
This?
This has been fun.
It is fun. We try to make it fun. What my goal is when I'm with somebody in studio is just like you and I, we're just having a conversation.
Sure.
So let's have a little conversation about the state of Alabama. I offered you my magic back scratcher, and it can make things happen. So tell me some things that you, as a senator representing your district, well, let's do that in the reverse. Now, some things you think you would like to make happen, yeah, or that you could influence.
We were just talking a little bit of football, first and foremost. I don't guess I have any influence, but if we could get a few more billionaires down to the state of Alabama that could help fund the NIL program at Alabama to go compete, I would be all on board for that.
I would too.
That's a whole other hour of conversation to delve into there. But, you know, first and foremost, and I hit on it a little bit, is just changing that narrative about Alabama. That we're not the Alabama of the 1960s that you read about in the history books, that we've got great people here. We've got a lot of innovation. We've got a great regulatory and business climate. We've got beautiful scenery. You've got beaches. You've got mountains. You've got everything in between. And I just want people to know that Alabama is here. We're not going anywhere. I think you'll see us be one of the big winners in the next couple of decades as far as growth happens, as far as opportunity happens through the success of our people. I think we're going to be a real success story here in the next few years, and I'm excited to hopefully play a small role in that. So that's certainly changing the narrative, you know, looking at some things more on a detail.
Well, let me ask you a question about that, though. Like, as an example, changing the narrative. One of the things that I've seen that has sort of helped change is something like the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail. I mean, that has changed a little bit of the narrative about Alabama as far as being a destination place to go. What are some other things that you could do from a state level to help change that narrative?
I think just getting them here. I think that's one of the biggest things is once they see it, they fall in love. When we were working at the chamber with the FBI, we would invited the agents and their spouses down. And once they got to Alabama and they saw what they could buy from a housing standpoint, the quality of life that you had, they loved it. And there was a huge success rate in getting those that were said, hey, you need to be transferred down to Huntsville, Alabama, where they at first said, no way, to how soon can I get there? And so just getting that exposure, I think one thing that we can do, and maybe there's some programs that we can start or capitalize on some existing, is we've got some great universities in this state. I'm going to obviously partial to Alabama, but you know, Auburn does a great job recruiting out-of-state students. Is how can we get those out-of-state students that come here for 4 years to get them to stay here? And I think that's kind of a missing thing that we haven't really gone after, is what kind of incentives can we provide? What kind of workforce opportunities can we say, hey, you obviously liked the state enough to come down here for 4 years. What can we do to help you stay here, start a family here, build your career, and be here for the long term? So that's one of the things I would like to see how we can help along.
Well, you know, my daughter graduated recently, a few years back, from Alabama. And when she was down there, there were more out-of-state than in-state students. So that kind of alludes to that point. And also, don't forget UAH, man. We got a great engineering program here in the state.
100%.
100%. So that's one thing. Change the narrative about the state of Alabama. Give me another wave of the magic back scratcher.
Yeah. I mean, the infrastructure piece is key. I mean, you've got to have that to support the growth. Obviously, we've got some problems up here in Huntsville and Madison County area, 72, 565 that I mentioned, the overchange between Memorial Parkway and 565. Those are things that have got to get fixed. But looking at it from a larger standpoint, obviously Go Wide 65 is something that a lot of people resonate with, because whenever they go south or coming north, it's always a pain point. And if you can't get your commerce in and out, and if your people have to wait all the time when they're traveling throughout the state. That's just a problem. But looking at it from more of the economic standpoint, we dredged the Mobile Bay thanks to Senator Shelby and some dollars, and Senator Britt was able to finish that job. And so they've widened that port now. So we're actually the largest port from here all the way until you get out to the West Coast. So
I didn't know that.
And so that's something that if we can get the I-10 bridge, now you can get larger ships in, you can get higher productivity, more in and out of the state, and you know we're exporting cars at a high rate. So you look at some things that maybe aren't a sexy item, but getting the port fixed down there, there's some inner ports. Obviously, Port of Huntsville is one of those. They're working on one in Montgomery as well. There's some infrastructure things that may be more than just the road problems that we all encounter on a day-to-day that would help the state overall, raise the GDP, raise the productivity. So those are some of the things I would certainly be after.
Well, let me ask you this. This is just something I've always wondered about. You go about an hour to the west over in Florence, Alabama, and you have Wilson Lake and all that stuff over there, and there's a lot of tourism. There's houses everywhere. But on the dear old Tennessee River south of Huntsville, there's not the first one. Is that something that's a potential that could really expand our tourism industry?
I think so. And there's some things that are happening down at Ditter Landing right now.
That's true.
That are changing. But there's an island actually right out there just off of Ditto Landing. That was for sale at one point. I said, man, that'd be a great place for a golf course and a resort down there. I have no experience developing golf courses or the finances to do so, but could you find something that's outside the box? You mentioned Robert Trent Jones. That's a real driver for economics and then bringing people into the state. What's some other things? Because that is an underutilized asset we have here. Our downtown's obviously north of it. I think if we were like Chattanooga on the river, maybe it looks a little different, but I think that's something we could really take advantage of.
Well, I do too. And one other thing about just bringing stuff down here, in your district specifically, a lot of rooftops, a lot of stuff going on there. What can happen in your district that's not happening now that you think you might could have a little bit of an influence over?
Well, Cummings Research Park, it's the second largest research park in the country, fourth in the world. And there's a lot of things that are over there that are happening, whether it's at Hudson Alpha, Blue Origin, Leidos, and all the rest of the defense companies, that you look at what's happening globally right now, everything's moving towards space and more on the commercial side and in the military as well. Obviously, Space Command is moved in, but Huntsville's very well positioned. And that research park area, which is at the heart of this district, is going to be at the heart of innovation for the state of Alabama and the nation. So what can we do to support those companies as they continue to grow? There was just an announcement last week, Blue Origin's adding more jobs. So as that space race gets heated up again, that's the new frontier that everyone's after. We've got a long, successful history of that, and Research Park is going to be in that conversation. So I think just providing some different incentives, providing some new workforce opportunities, doing some good recruitment to support, A, our existing jobs, but also bringing in some of those new opportunities, because there's going to be companies that don't exist today that are going to be multi-billion-dollar companies that are going to start being developed over the next decades.
Well, speaking of new opportunities, I think in your real estate background, you might have some insight on this. One of the things to me that seems poised just to take off is Redstone Gateway. I mean, it seems to me like, you know, you just go a few feet inside Redstone Arsenal, you've got a golf course, you've got a big, huge Redstone Officer Civilian Club that stands vacant. That to me seems like a primo area, and it's right adjacent to Cummings. What can happen out there?
Definitely. And that's something that I think my buddy Representative James Lomax will be on later, and he's works out at Redstone Gateway, so he'll certainly be able to to dig into that with you. But it's such an asset for our community. And it is, you're right outside the gate. That's where a lot of the companies are moving to. I know they're just about 50% built out, so there's a ton of more opportunity that's going to happen there. And a lot of those companies I'm talking about, the ones that are going to grow rapidly or the ones that are going to form here in the next little while, a lot of them will be looking to be out at Redstone Gateway because they like when the generals come into town and they drive by and see their logo as the last thing they see before they go beyond the gate.
That is, in fact, true, and I have spent a lot of time out there. So any other waves of the magic back scratcher that you'd like to talk about that you think you can you see as an issue that needs addressing in our area?
I mean, the last thing I want to touch on is just the education itself. I think we've got some tremendous educators and some tremendous schools here in the state of Alabama, and specifically up in District 2. But I want to make sure that we give them the tools to be successful in the classroom, and not that. And I want the state to get as far removed from, within reason. Obviously, you have the state involved in education to a point, but I want them to go out and do what they do best, and I want them to be able to teach and have the flexibility and the innovation in the classroom where they are teaching competency. I don't care about a student going in there and just sitting for 7 hours a day. I want to make sure that they're learning a skill that's a life skill that they can go build a career on, and making sure that there's no one just only way to do that. We talked about that earlier, and that narrative has obviously changed, and Huntsville's got a tremendous career academy that they just opened up here this past year. So what can we do to allow those pathways to be successful? What can we do to unstrain the teachers, the administrators, the school boards to go out there and have the freedom to get outside the box for some education? Because as we move forward in the next several years, it's not going to be a fit inside a nice, clean box. We're going to have to go outside the box to create these career pathways for these students. And quite frankly, there's these students that have exposure to so much that they're going to be the ones that are going to be teaching us a lot of things, and we've got to learn from them.
Hey, I learn from my kids every day. My wife and I have an IT consultant on staff. It's my son.
I'm unfortunately, for my parents, that's the role I play, even though I'm not competent enough to do so.
All right, well, Brian is beating me over the head saying we need to take a break, so we'll take a break and come back and wrap it up with senatorial candidate John Roberts.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information. This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange, but there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point, and we're back to close it out with senatorial candidate John Roberts. And John, I yield my final time to you. Tell people why they should vote for you.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for having me today. This has been a blast to do, and we're excited to get out there and run for, you know, this spot in the state Senate when the election comes up in November. I would love to earn your vote out there, but I want you to know that I'm going down there to work. I'm not going down there just for the title or just to do it. I'm leaving a young family at home. I'm leaving a career that I'm building, and I'm going down there to make a difference for this state. I want Alabama to be second to none in this country, and I want to set a high level of standard and excellence. And I know that's not doing all the big headline things. That's doing a lot of the grunt work behind the scenes. It's going down there, learning from the right folks, spending the time. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to be in there for 30 years. You know, I just want to get in there at least for the first term and see how things go. But I look at this as a 30-year project for me. I'm 34 years old. I expect to spend the next three decades of my career improving the state of Alabama in one form or another. And so this is a long-time deal for me. I'm not going down there just to be complacent, just to have the Senate title and just show up in the committee room. I'm going down there to fight for North Alabama, to fight for us as a state, change that narrative, and give my generation, the next generation, the opportunities that I've had in the past. And I want to make sure that Alabama has a level of excellence that we can be proud of.
How about that, folks? Doesn't that sound like a guy that needs to get your vote? It does to me. Well, hey, again, thank you for coming by here today. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope our listeners have enjoyed hearing what you have to say. It sounds to me personally like you are the man for the job.
Well, Bill,
without doubt.
I appreciate that very much and look forward to coming back sometime soon.
And we will have you back sometime soon. And folks, if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, tell your friends. They can go to our website, and they can listen to the archive version. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point. Myself and senatorial candidate John Roberts are going to get out of here, and I'll be back later on with my next guest this afternoon, and that is James Lomax, who is running for the House of Representatives, and he is in a contested Republican race. So, John, thank you much.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, we're out of here. Back soon.
Work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industry, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns
college for trainees. With higher echelons game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
HD 977.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are sliding with the tech-heavy NASDAQ leading the downward spiral as investors parse earnings from major tech companies and are rattled by AI-related spending announcements. Microsoft is leading the downward trend. Its stock is down 12% after the software giant's cloud revenue failed to impress investors and stoked fears that the hefty spending behind its OpenAI alliance was not making money fast enough. Also weighing on markets was a drop in software stocks led by ServiceNow. Shares of Apple are flat. The tech giant will be reporting earnings after the closing bell. However, shares of IBM are climbing over 4% after delivering fourth quarter profit and revenue that beat analyst targets. Sales in the company's software segment rose 14% to a stronger than expected $9 billion. Separately, the company unveiled the latest results of a quantum computing experiment. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Varsky, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance, not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The former chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, has given a first interview since he launched his campaign in the Alabama lieutenant governor's race. Wall was on Right Side Radio this past Wednesday, where he dealt with accusations coming from another candidate in this primary race, Wes Allen. After Wall's announcement of running for lieutenant governor, Allen has come out and suggested in a video that Wall engaged in voter fraud when he used a non-driver's license ID back in 2020 to vote. Wall explained what happened on Right Side Radio.
I had voted with a ID from the state auditor's office, where I was working as a volunteer press secretary at the time. You could argue about the discrepancy of whether that ID was or was not, you know, a valid ID to use at the polls.
But they let you vote.
Oh, all I did was ask the poll worker, you know, does this work? They sent a copy was sent to the probate judge. The probate judge said yes, and I would vote it. Like, all I did was ask a question. And so to blow this up and to accuse me of somehow being, you know, voter fraud, look, I was voting in my voting precinct for my vote, my constitutional right, with an ID. Whether you want to argue whether it meets the exact standards of the law or not, this was not voter fraud.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Breeze Airways has announced a new nonstop service from Huntsville to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The new flights will begin this coming June and will be offered on Mondays and Fridays at the airport. Introductory fares for the new flight service will start at $39. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industry, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns
concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go Higher and go Army.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
At the Open Bottle, you'll always find something that hits the spot. Settle in with a glass of wine or one of 48 beers on tap. Our patio feels like hanging out with your friends in your own backyard, only with a full service bar and better music. Before you head home, browse our curated wine selection, spirits, or large selection of craft beers to take with you. It's always a good night to stop by the Open Bottle.
Your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the low and mid-40s, dropping into the mid and upper 20s as we head into the overnight. A mostly cloudy sky for your Friday. A couple of light, isolated showers are going to be possible. Most of us probably going to end up staying dry. We're climbing into the lower 40s. Cold for your Saturday. We only climb into the low 20s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN. And we are glad you are with us today. Us meaning me, myself and I, and also producer Brian Temple. And if you were just listening, we had state senatorial candidate John Roberts here. And John had a lot of stuff to say. Very, it says reasoned on my intro. He seems like a pretty reasonable guy, too. He and I had a lot in common. We both worked for the Home Builders Association dealing with the governmental entities. He was the governmental affairs director. And I did the same thing, except in a little different capacity down in Birmingham. And we were certainly glad he had some time to spend with us. John seems like he's poised to do a good job. He's running unopposed in the Republican primary, so he will be on the ballot May 19th. So just keep that in the back of your mind. And tell your folks if they want to hear some more about him or hear what he had to say, they can go to our website. All you have to do is Google Talk Radio, WZZN Talk Radio, and you will find our website and just click podcast and go to that place where it is archived. So, later on today, we are going to have Representative James Lomax. James is actually in Montgomery today doing his duties as a legislator. He represents District 20, which is the district I happen to live in, so I want to hear what he has to say. But there's a couple of things going on in the world today that might be of interest. One thing that's of interest here in the Huntsville area where a good percentage or a good preponderance of the population are folks who work for the federal government. And as of today, there is a distinctly good chance that the federal government is going to experience another shutdown. As you recall, you know, earlier in the towards the end of 2025, on October for I think 43 days, we had a government shutdown because the government, the two parties just could not agree. At that time, their issue that they couldn't agree upon was subsidizing Obamacare. And now the issue that they're having trouble agreeing upon is funding DHS and their immigration enforcement policies. Earlier today at 10:30, there was a test vote in the Senate just to see how this thing was going to go. Would it have a chance of passing? And it did not. It failed 55 to 45. It has to have 60 votes to pass. And so they're fairly short on that. All the Democrats voted against it, as did 7 Republicans. So tough row to hoe for the U.S. Senate to get something hashed out by the end of the day tomorrow. And if it does not happen by the end of the day tomorrow, all the people out on Redstone Arsenal, just like happened to me quite a few times when I was out there, they're going to be facing a government shutdown. And I can tell you this, having been through a few of those, that's not fun. There's a lot of people who say, those federal employees, it's just like they're on vacation. They're going to end up getting their pay. Well, there are some people out there, and I like to proudly include myself as one who took our job rather seriously. I always felt that when I was working for the government on Redstone Arsenal, my objective was to try to make the world a better place for our warfighters, our soldiers. And when the government shuts down, you can't do that. Not at all. So hopefully that will not come to pass. And we'll see, though. There's one more day, and that's all that's left. One more thing before I forget it. I just noticed our phone number, 256-382-0724. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. One other thing that's happening February 1st, and I lived through this personally, and that is the fact if you do not have your star ID nor a other form of identification, which is acceptable to get on an airplane, you're going to may have some trouble if you try to fly somewhere next week. As a minimum, they're now going to initiate a $45 charge. So if you don't, and there's no guarantee that you're going to get through TSA anyway. So you need to go ahead and get that taken care of if you hadn't got it done yet. Even if you're not going to make the February 1st deadline, go ahead and make that happen. My wife and I had our daughter had a baby, and we wanted to go see them up in D.C., and we didn't have our star IDs. And I started calling around here locally, and was discovered to my chagrin that you're going to have to wait 40, 45 days, whatever the case may be. They were all backlogged and backed up. So what we ended up having to do was go take a little in-state one weekend vacation over to Sheffield and go to the driver's license bureau there and get our star IDs. We also had a chance to play golf and go eat at a great steakhouse. So if you're in that little predicament and you need to get your star ID, or a passport works too, or a military ID, you know, get a little creative, go on the internet, start looking for places where there may not be any wait times, and get that thing taken care of, because the star ID, or the real ID as it's called, it's not going to go away. You're going to have to bite the bullet and get one. And you got to have a lot of identification requirements with you, and just go ahead and get it done. Social Security card, birth certificate, and a couple of forms of proof that show you live where you say you do, such as a power bill. I think that's what we had to take over there. So that's coming up pretty soon. And it's been around for a while, but it's going to hit you in the pocketbook next week. So hopefully you can get your star ID, and hopefully the government won't shut down. And again, we really were pleased to have John Roberts here. And he told us, you know, one of the things that's a weakness on my part is when people are running for something and they say what district they're from. Well, a lot of people don't know what district they're from or what district they live in. I asked John if he wanted to describe his district the way Ernest T. Bass described the boundaries of the country on the Andy Griffin Show, and he said, no, I don't think I want to go with Old Man Kelsey's ocean or Old Man Kelsey's lake or Old Man Kelsey's woods, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. If you're an Ernest T. Bass fan, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. He just gave the actual geographical description of where his district was, and it's right in the heart of everything around here, no doubt about that. Cummings Research Park, Madison, north of Highway, it's all, that's where the action is in the Huntsville-Madison County area. So, again, thanks to senatorial candidate Roberts for coming by. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by current sitting District 20 State Representative James Lomax.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industry, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. If you need masonry, brick, stone, or block work, Eagle should be your first call. They can even help if your property needs grading, erosion control, and Eagle can handle dirt haul-off. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back to The Point with Bill Crawford. This is me, Bill Crawford, and you're on Talk Radio WZZN. You can call us at 256-382-0724, or there's lots of other ways you can listen to us. I won't go into them right now because I've got a great guest standing by, and that is our representative, actually represents the district that I live in, the 20th district, and that is James Lomax. James, how are you doing?
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me on today.
Well, hey, but before we get into political stuff, I just noticed something that I didn't see before. I should have. When did you graduate from Grissom?
That was back in 2009.
Yeah, my son.
It's old Grissom.
Oh, you were in old Grissom. Well, my son was in old Grissom, too. He graduated in 2010. Maybe you knew him, a guy named Barrett Crawford. He was on the football team.
Okay, yeah, name sounds familiar. That's right.
Yeah, well,
go
old Grissom. Yeah, go Tigers. Well, I tell you, they were on a little bit of a rough path back during those days, but he did good enough to get into West Point, so we'll take that as it is. So are you in Montgomery today, or are you back in the city yet?
I'm actually on the road. I just pulled over at a truck stop here to talk to you, but we had a good week in Montgomery, got a lot of things done, and this is a very fast-moving session that we're in right now.
Well, you know, I just had John Roberts on, and he spoke about the fast-moving session, and he said, you know, because it's an election year and because there's not a lot of controversial stuff, that this may be a fairly quick session. Would you tend to agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything as truly a quick session. I think, you know, there's faster pace than normal. And I think you hit the nail on the head. John's absolutely right and very wise in that, you know, there is a desire to get people home, to get to the campaign. But at the same time, we still have the people's business to do. We still have budgets to pass. We still got to fund our education systems. And we're getting that work done right now.
Well, that's great. Well, hey, one of the things I always like to do when I have great people like yourself on is, rather than me reading a biography, tell our listeners the James Lomax story from wherever you want to start to today.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be brief for you, but, you know, it's really a Huntsville story. You know, I grew up in the city of Huntsville. I went to Mountain Gap Elementary, Middle, went to Grissom High School. Went to UAH, stayed in Huntsville, entered the workforce immediately the week before I graduated, working in the commercial real estate industry. I worked my way through my master's degree up at Lipscomb University in Nashville, and have been in the commercial real estate industry ever since. Lucky enough to participate in helping develop over 1 million square feet, almost 2 million square feet now, of new office buildings throughout the Huntsville market, helping to grow the economy. And then in 2022, Howard Sanderford, who unfortunately recently passed away, his memorial service is actually tomorrow, was deciding not to run again. And I had always been interested in politics. I was actually the weird kid that ran for city council when I was 18, right out of high school. I was the youngest candidate in the city of Huntsville history, and I shortly after became the youngest loser, and I lost. But I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about helping the community, and it ignited a desire to serve the public. So I asked my newlywed bride if we could run, and we got the green light, and we gave it our all. We've been serving now. I'm in my fourth legislative year. We've accomplished a lot. We've had 2 children since then, so raising my 2 daughters in this district that we call home, and I'm very, very excited about the future.
So what is it that intrinsically motivates you to be in the world of politics? Because, frankly, that's a world a lot of people seem to want to avoid, but it seems to me like you have embraced it. What fuels that fire?
Yeah, well, I think it definitely takes a certain type of person. I mean, you've got to be willing to take the blows. But, you know, just being able to witness those that have served before that really truly had a heart of service. And part of it, Bill, honestly, you know, back in 2022, I had the opportunity to go to the U.S. Army War College, was nominated by the civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army, and, you know, really getting to see how the military members serve. And it is a sacrifice for me to be away from my family. You know, we're in session 3 days a week down in the Capitol, but that is nothing compared to the people that serve in the military. And you're talking about 6 month deployments, 9 month deployments. And I just realized, you know, if you want the community that you're living in to be better, you have to have people that are willing to step up, to take the blows, to make that sacrifice, and that are able to move the ball forward. I've always operated as a team in whatever business I've been operating in. And politics is a team sport, bar none. It takes other people to be able to pass bills or to even kill bills. So that's why I ran for the legislature. I ran to be able to get results. And in my time in office, we've been able to move forward conservative results.
So when were you at the War College, and how long was that seminar? Because obviously I've spent time out at Fort Leavenworth, too, going to a couple of schools out there, never the War College. But how long were you out there?
Yeah, it was about a week-long program where, you know, that was about as much as I would have been able to handle. Just seeing the level of, you know, regimentation that they go through there. It's actually really cool. It's their capstone project. They bring in civilians to participate with them in their cohorts and to basically be able to bounce ideas off of. And so it's a really unique experience for the civilians, but a really unique experience for the members of the military as well.
Well, frankly, you're the, you know, I've been around this game for a while, and you're the first person I've ever met or spoken with who has served there in that school in a civilian capacity. So my hat is off to you. I think that's pretty cool. And you are right. That is everything out there is intense. And in fact, brief story, I was out there for an 8-week school. The government shut down and they sent me back to Redstone Arsenal. So what's going on in the House right now that really the citizenry of your district and our state need to know about?
Well, it's definitely important anytime to get the budget right. Okay, so we had our budget hearings today for the general fund budget. You know, we have two budgets in the state of Alabama. We're one of very few states that does it that way. You have an educational trust fund and you have a general fund. The educational trust fund, that's self-explanatory, pretty much funds all your K through 12, funds all your universities and college systems, public ones, that is, throughout the state. And any ancillary educational program. It's the much larger of our two budgets, and then you have the general fund budget that funds pretty much everything else. We're very focused on infrastructure in the city of Huntsville. We're laser focused on making sure that we get as many of those dollars back to the city of Huntsville as possible because, as you know, being in the area and having lived there for some time, Bill, city of Huntsville is booming. Part of that is just we have fantastic leadership. Obviously, we have the benefits of what's going on with the federal government, what we're doing to be able to bring commands like Space Command there to the expansion of the FBI that Richard Shelby was able to get across the finish line. But we're in a position where we got to make sure our infrastructure can keep up. So that's what I'm focused on right now, in addition to some of the bills that I'm working on.
Oh, you know, that's interesting. We've had quite a few people on the show in our short tenure of a week and a half. And one of the recurring themes between most everybody was infrastructure and growth. And the growth, obviously, we know what's going on. The infrastructure is a little more difficult nut to crack. How can we make sure we have the infrastructure we need to grow like we want to?
Well, we've just got to continue to double down on our message of, and, you know, look, I seem to think that a rising tide lifts all boats. So, you know, there's some sentiment that okay, Huntsville's doing so well, let's let it operate on its own. But no, we've got to double down and invest where we are seeing the most action. And that is absolutely in the city of Huntsville. And really our District 20 is a big part of it. That's where a lot of the people live that are out working on Redstone Arsenal and other places that are producing the next generation of technologies that we're seeing here in America and fighting, really able to fight those wars and back up our troops.
Well, that's absolutely right, and that's what I did for many, many years out there, both in uniform and also as a government employee. Now, one thing I got to talk to you about, because I know this is not a pleasant subject, but up until last week, you were unopposed. Now you have some opposition, and we all know that that's Mo Brooks. So how are you the man for the job?
Well, sure. No, I'm excited about it. We have an opportunity to get to talk about all the really good things that have happened over the past almost 4 years now since I've been in office. But really, you know, Mo Brooks is a known quantity, and I'm working on making sure that I'm a proven quantity, right? He's run for office 19 times. He's spent almost four decades in public office. And unfortunately, there just hasn't been much to show for that. So I'm focused on making sure that we get results. That's why I ran for the legislature in the first place. I've been honored to sponsor and pass and have the governor sign multiple bills in my freshman term in office. I'm focused on what is good for the people of South Huntsville. This race is, to me, really about the best interest of the people in District 20. Who has the desire to make life better for the people who call Madison County home? You know, it's not about headlines. It's not about someone's personal brand. It's about electing someone who understands the needs and desires of the people of South Huntsville. I think I'm uniquely suited to do that, Bill, because this is where I call home, and this is where I'm raising my two daughters, and this is where I'm committed to be and to produce for.
Hey, one quick question on that. You know, you and I both live in District 20, but I don't want to make the assumption that everybody who's out there listening knows exactly what District 20 is. So just give a little nutshell description of the area you represent geographically.
Absolutely. So it's Southeast Huntsville. It's Hampton Cove. It's Montesano Mountain. It's Green Mountain. But it's everything essentially south of Airport Road, east of a parkway. And then, yeah, it branches up and picks up Montesano, goes down to Hampton Cove, down to Taylor Road, and then it goes all the way south down to Hobbs Island Road, picks up Ditto Landing area. So really dense district. If you're looking at the map of all the districts in the state of Alabama, the 105 representatives, it's one of the more condensed and packed-in districts. We've got about 46,000 residents within that district, and because it's primarily suburbs, it's where people live.
Well, as a person who lives in that district and has lived there for many, many years, one, I love it, but number two, what are some things that you think you could do to benefit the people of good old District 20?
Well, it's what we've been doing. You know, we've been able to pass in the past almost 4 years now the largest tax decreases we've ever seen. So, I mean, we cut the grocery tax in half. We've been able to bring down the cost of everyday goods. We've been able to maintain a balanced budget. You know, before around the 2012, 2010, you know, the state of Alabama was in proration. It was run into essentially financial ruin. So what we're doing and what I'm focused on is just looking at the state of Alabama like we look at a real estate project, like I do in my day-to-day business, or like we do with our personal finances. Does this balance out? And also, is there an ROI on all the things we do? You know, we talk about economic development. Is there going to be an ROI there? We talk about the things we do in education. Is there going to be an ROI there? You know, we can talk these things in circles, but is it going to make education better for the people of Alabama? Is it going to make them have better high-paying jobs, better careers, and a better future? So I think that what we've been able to do has benefited everyone that lives there.
Well, I couldn't agree more. One other thing, not necessarily on a political thing, but in perhaps some of your expertise in the real estate industry, you know, one of the things that I think here in our area that is just absolutely a golden egg that has just barely been opened, and that's the Huntsville Gateway Project. I understand you might have some familiarity with that. What is going to happen with that over the next few years?
Absolutely. No, I've been very proud of that professionally. That's been the project I've worked on the most. And, you know, being able to have an office environment, you know, during COVID, there was a lot of concern that everyone was going to work from home, you know, pretty much permanently. And while I think work from home works for a lot of people, and I do think that there was concern from people on Redstone Arsenal that they weren't going to be able to get the secure work done that moves our country forward and protects our warfighter. So the ability to bring industry right there to the front gate of Redstone Arsenal, I think, is utmost importance. And, you know, it's been very proud. I think there's now 27 facilities there. It's really been an awesome project, helped grow the economy, has produced hundreds and hundreds of jobs, not just in construction, but permanent jobs out there. And I'm happy to be a little part of that in my professional life. And I think it's important that, you know, our elected officials are not just spending all their time in politics. That we look at it how the founders looked at it. That you have people that enter politics because they can do some good, but they still have a profession. They still have something that's in their wheelhouse that helps produce and grow our economy.
Well, hey, I got to ask one more question about that, and then we'll go back to the political side of things. I've heard numerous rumors that the gate is moving and they're going to put the golf course out for the public and they're going to use the Redstone Officers and Civilians Club to sort of create some sort of convention center out there. Is that just rumor or is there anything to that?
You know, you never really know with the federal government. I can say that, you know, we've had a litany of really great garrison commanders that have come through Redstone Arsenal. And as you know, Bill, a lot of times, you know, the military members that come through Redstone Arsenal probably don't have many intentions on staying, but after they do their tenure, they end up staying in the area because it's just such a great place to live. Here in the state of Alabama, we've made it a great place for our veterans in general and for our active military for that matter. But that said, you know, yeah, I think every garrison commander has their own kind of plans, and that seems like one that has gotten attention from the last few garrison commanders. But I don't know. I mean, there's always such a high price tag associated with doing something like that. You know, you just about need an act of Congress to be able to move the gates, to be able to relocate fences. And, as you know, Congress isn't moving at a very high pace these days. So, that your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, Congress may not be moving at all after tomorrow, but back to James Lomax. Let me ask you this. Tell the people who are listening why they should vote for you.
Well, because I represent the future, and I'm focused on the future. You know, District 20 is where I've decided to raise my family, to help grow and help give back to the place where I was raised. You know, I'm not focused on the past. For so many people, I keep hearing, you know, about the good old days. Well, I hope that those good old days are yet to come. I'm focused on tomorrow.
Well, and I think that's a very good perspective to have on things. You know, I was here in the military for a few years back in the 80s and 90s and then returned as a government employee. And it's almost like I came into a different town. And I think people like you have the vision to hopefully take that to the future. So if there's one thing, I mentioned to you in a text, I'm going to give you my magic wand. Change one thing for the better in the state and also District 20, if you could wave that wand.
Yeah, if I had a magic wand and I had a few things I could do with it, you know, I'd make sure everyone had meaningful careers in the state of Alabama, that they felt like that they could make a difference. I'd have beautiful brand new roads throughout the entire state. Trust me, I get to drive on a lot of them in this role. And if I could continue to wave the wand, I'd probably have year-round SEC football. How's that?
Well, that's something I would like to, too. But didn't I understand you went to the Army-Navy game recently?
I sure did, yeah. We had an absolute blast. You know, I've been to the Iron Bowl before. I've obviously been to Jordan-Hare. I've been to Bryant Denny. I had never seen anything quite as hard-hitting as an Army-Navy game. And just the level of pomp and circumstance, seeing the president there, the Secretary of War, the Navy, the Army, everyone in their uniforms, it gave me a sense of pride in the United States, and I'm just still a little bit in awe of that experience. So go Army, by the way.
Yeah, there's one little thing at the end of the game that we didn't like, and that was the score. So, James, it has been great talking to you. It sounds to me like you are a man of wisdom and vision and also have your heart in the right place. You're one of my neighbors down in District 20, And I really appreciate your time today. And
thank you, Bill.
And hey, I will have you back on because, you know, you're in a contested race, and I need to make sure you have a chance as March 9th or May 19th grows closer to tell your story more.
Thank you, Bill. Looking forward to it, and have a great afternoon.
All right, hey, drive safely on the way home, and good talking to you. Thank you much.
Bye.
That is Representative James Lomax from District 20. It's good to have him with us today. And Brian, I think, are we ready for a break, or was that an actual phone call to talk to me?
Well, unless you want to sign up for Comcast Internet, then that's just time to go to a break.
No, it's time to go to a break. This is Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. Give us a call. We got time for your phone calls after the break, 256-382-0724.
Even if you want to sign us up for internet.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with USSSA softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the USSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.usssa.com. That's alfastpitch.usssa.com.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army, who played and later coached for the cadets, and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
I'm Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin by both my father, who owned a small 10-lane bowling alley, and my mother, who was a nurse, who did her best caring for everyone in our small town. My parents stressed with me that if you were going to do anything, it needed to be done right or not done at all. I later joined the Marine Corps, where additional values were instilled. Values like honor, courage, and commitment. The motto of the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, which means always faithful. The best part of Trajan Wealth? Our 100-plus employees who also embrace the exact same values. If your current financial advisor is more interested in selling you something or is more loyal to their own financial gain than yours, give us a call for a second opinion. We would be honored to hear from you. Call Trajan today.
256
256-208-9000. That's 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Another cold night across North Alabama, southern Middle Tennessee. Temperatures dropping into the mid and upper 20s. A mostly cloudy sky for your Friday afternoon. We're climbing into the lower 40s. Maybe a passing shower possible across the area. Most of us are probably going to end up being dry. We're going to get really cold as we head into the overnight, early into your Saturday morning. Temperatures dropping into the teens. We only climb into the 20s Saturday afternoon.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. We've had a couple of really interesting guests today. In studio, we had senatorial candidate John Roberts, who is running unopposed. And after him, we had Representative James Lomax from District 20, which is essentially Southeast Huntsville, and he is being opposed by former Congressman Mo Brooks. So that's going to be a most interesting race. And I really do appreciate their time today, spending a little bit of time with us. If you didn't hear that and you'd like to, just go to our website, Google Talk Radio WZZN, click on podcast, and Brian, in his normal efficient manner, will have that posted up before the sun goes down today. And without doubt, he does it every time. So again, our focus on this show is going to be the news of Alabama. And we really are not going to get into all the stuff that's going on nationwide, because we got enough to talk about what's going on with what's going on in Alabama. The occasional time when we do mention some stuff that's national is kind of when it bleeds over into Alabama. And one of the things that's beginning to bleed over into Alabama, though not to the point of some other places in this country, are some immigration issues. And if you're tracking even peripherally what's going on up in Minneapolis, you will realize, or at least the perception is given, that one of the reasons they're having so much trouble up there is because the federal and the state entities are not willing to work together, or it's just not happening. Well, there is a bill that's been introduced in our state legislature, and it's a bill that was introduced by Representative Ernie Yarborough, of a Republican from Trinity, that's going to allow state and local law enforcement agencies to enter into agreements with the U.S. Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and other entities for the purpose of, and I'm quoting here, enforcing federal immigration and customs laws and the detention, removal, investigation of illegal aliens and the immigration status of any individual in the state. So what does that mean? I don't know. We're going to see what happens with that. But I think what it's going to do is it's going to mandate cooperation between the state and the federal agencies. And hopefully that's going to be a good thing. I know it certainly doesn't appear to be working in a lot of areas in the country right now, so maybe Alabama can do something to take a step forward and proactively address a problem before it shows up here on our doorstep. So that's happening down in Montgomery even as we speak. I mentioned the Star ID thing. Hey, Star ID is real. If you hadn't got one, you're going to have to shell out $45 if you want to get on an airplane here in the near future. And also, I mentioned that we do now have a debate and a contested campaign between Mo Brooks and James Lomax. And we also have another one. Then this just happened the other day. The former head of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, qualified for the lieutenant governor's race. And there has already been a leading Republican in the state of Alabama, Wes Allen, who was qualified and was kind of leading the pack as far as fundraising goes. And now John Wall has stepped in. So we will see how that comes out. One thing I think that prompted John Wall to leave his post as the head of the Republican Party and step forward and become a potential, well, he is a candidate, maybe become the lieutenant governor, was he received an endorsement from the president, Donald Trump. And also, Mr. Wall is a good friend and good supporter of Senator Tuberville, who right now looks like the hands-down winner of the gubernatorial race. And he worked on Tuberville's Senate campaign when Tuberville became a senator. Just a little sidebar on that. I've been reading some stuff on the internet where some people are challenging whether or not Senator Tuberville is a real live resident of the state of Alabama. I think that ship has sailed. I mean, he has been a U.S. senator for 6 years and then some. And, you know, that's not a dog that's going to hunt. I don't know why somebody is going down that road. And the other thing I mentioned, which is maybe going to come to bear as early as tomorrow, and that is the potential for a federal government shutdown. Let me tell you how that works if you're an employee out on the arsenal and on the government side. You're out there, and all of a sudden the news starts trickling out that the government may shut down, and then there's a ton of administrative work that has to be done, administrative work that, frankly, is unnecessary, burdensome, and takes the human relations people in every one of the organizations out there, and they got to start calling people in. They got to prepare furlough documentation. You have to sign it. It has to have all the T's and dotted, or T's crossed. You don't dot T's. All the T's crossed and the I's dotted, and then you have to sign it, and then you are told that you are on furlough. Before you go on furlough, you have to sign a statement that says you're not going to check your emails, you're not going to use your government cell phone or computer, and you are told to listen to the local and national news outlets in case you get recalled to duty. And folks, I have been in that situation 3 times in my government career, and I alluded to earlier, you know, I've always been or was in the business of pretty much Army aviation and trying to do things to make our helicopter fleet better for our soldiers, our warfighters. And I did not like the fact that sometimes I would just be told to go home and we would let you know when you can come back. So that's if you're out there and you're saying, well, you know, these federal employees, they get shut down on a furlough, they just go home and twiddle their thumbs and they'll get back pay for the time they were off. Yes, you do get back pay for the time you were off, but if you're serious about what you're doing for a living, that is not much of a benefit to being forced out of work. So I'm hopeful that...
Well, the thing is, too, the mortgage company's not furloughed.
No.
The power company's not furloughed.
No. Brian, that is a great point. And also, you know, when you think about it, when the government shuts down, guess who's not paid? Our soldiers. And, you know, our soldiers, not all of them are colonels and generals. Some of them are younger enlisted privates and specialists, and they have, like you said, the mortgage company's not furloughed. They still got to pay their car bill. So we'll see what happens with that. Well, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break and come back and wrap up the point with Bill Crawford for our Thursday edition. Brian, take it away.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialists from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
The most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford with The Point on Talk Radio WZZN, along with Brian Temple, producer extraordinaire. We're about ready to wrap up another edition of our show, and I think we had a very interesting show today. Had two real good interviews with State Senator candidate John Roberts and sitting District 20 Representative James Lomax. Both of them had some great insight about what's going on in our area. And tomorrow, we're going to go a little bit the same, but a little bit different. Our first guest tomorrow is going to be State Senator Sam Gavon. And Sam is a very knowledgeable man. He's an attorney with Lanier Ford, and he's also a state senator. Really look forward to hearing what he has to say. And one of the things we're going to start doing on the show is we don't always have to talk politics and elections and all that kind of stuff. And our segment on Friday, the last segment of the week, is called Friendly Friday, where we're going to have a charitable entity or some group that does good stuff. You may or may not know that I served as a fitness instructor recently for the YMCA, and we're going to bring the YMCA folks on, their community outreach director, Hillary Parker, to tell us the good things that the Y does for you and your family. I really look forward to that. That'll be our second entity tomorrow. And folks, let me tell you this, you know, this is a country that's the greatest in the world, the greatest state in the country that's the greatest in the world. And as Graham Allison said, no matter where, you know, where you stand depends on where you sit. And whether you're in the boat sitting on the right-hand side of the boat or the left-hand side of the boat, we're all in the boat together. And we want to make sure that the boat does not sink. And what does that mean? That means we got to work together to resolve things. No matter what your point of view, listen to what other people have to say, and let's try to make sure that we don't let the boat sink called the United States of America. This is Bill Crawford, back tomorrow. See you then.